Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 9, 2011, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight, we're blessed to have one of the top leaders in all of prepaid legal on our call. To properly introduce this gentleman, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, now in his 27th year, leading the Moore Success Team in prepaid legal, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Randy, I'm right here. You know, I'm just going to take a little bit here to say that this gentleman that I'm going to introduce, I've known him quite some time now, took a little time, studied him because I do people that way a lot, and I think he's one of the finest gentlemen in the business world that I've ever met. He's honest. He's sincere. When she tells you something, that's the way it is, and you know, son, I've raised you, and that's how we feel about things. Of course, he makes over $1 million a year with Prepaid Leader. He's a Platinum 3 Executive Director, belongs to the Millionaire Club, and of course, he's the Vice President of Marketing in Georgia, but most of all, he's head of the small business area. This gentleman is, like I said, a true gentleman, a true patriot, a true Christian, and I consider a very good friend, Mr. Nick Serva.
Thank you, Ken, and thank you, all the Moores, and thank you, the Moore team. It sounds like quite a lineup you've got here on the call. It's great to recognize a lot of names that I've heard throughout the years and also some new folks. Also, we just had a small business boot camp in here in Atlanta that did very well, and we had people from your team there, Mr. Moore, and from different states. And so, but anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your call, and I wanted to talk just about a couple of things. One is, I do want to talk a little bit about small business. And then also, I want to talk a little bit about the most important small business out there, and that's your small business and my small business and what you and I are doing about it and what we're doing to build that business. And so we'll talk about both those things. We just did have a small business boot camp here in Atlanta, and we had a great, just a terrific turnout. And I think one of the best things about it is we had so many people from so many teams in so many areas of the country that came to learn more about it and want to get better. You know, if you and I aren't having the success we want, basically there's two reasons. You're not doing something enough. You're not doing something right. It's not the law firm or a home office. We've all got the same home office, all got the same law firm. And so many people want to get better, want their business to do better without getting better personally. So let's talk just a little bit about the small business program. I'm a real advocate for small business, but it's not just the small business plan. It's the whole small business marketplace. I love leverage, and small business plan creates as much leverage or more leverage than any plan we've got. It's always been a great plan, but I think just even recently with the Mid-Ocean, any of the calls you've been on that they've participated in or heard them talk at convention or anyplace else, they've talked about the importance of the product and talked about the importance of persistency, and specifically mentioned the real value of the small business plan and that they plan on helping to grow that exponentially. So I'm kind of excited about that. The great thing about small business plan, you know, small business people have the same problem as big business. They have the same hiring and firing issues, same compliance issues, same marketing issues, same competitive issues. What they don't have normally is the benefit of the best partnerships, the best attorneys, the best consultants, and the best information to make the best decisions to help grow their business and to compete in the marketplace. And that's just effectively what we do. In effect, for those of you that don't work in that marketplace, our plan basically wraps around their business and gives them accessibility to corporate and business attorneys. We even write collection letters. And then consultants in the area of tax accounting, marketing, technology, website development, even provide a free website for them. And we do all that for, you know, as little as maybe a buck and a half or $2.50 a day. And so it's a great plan. It's a plan that offers a lot of leverage. Number one, you have premium leverage. It's a higher premium. So for the same amount of time invested in a presentation, you can make more commission. And one of the things that's a little different about that, and most of the rest of our plans, as the premium goes up, the persistency goes slightly down. But with the small business plan, the small business persistency is equal to, or in fact greater than, even the lowest place, the lowest price plans that prepaid has on the life events legal plan. And I think it's attributed to one main thing. Just like we've all heard, if somebody gets their will done or they use the family plan, the persistency goes up substantially. And what I've been told by Leslie Fisher and by told by other people in the home office is that the usage on the small business plan is greater, and percentage-wise, and so they use it more, they keep it, and so you've got a higher premium plan, which creates more commissions, and also stays on the books better if it's sold right. Additionally, you got people leverage because they have employees, many times the small business owners, and so you can write employee benefit plans. You have plan leverage because they can buy everything we've got from the business plan to the to group plans to our life events legal plan to identity theft. And you've also got the leverage in the fact that they're great opportunities to get referrals of other salespeople that you can recruit. And also, many times, the small business owner themselves are great prospects for our business. So for all those reasons, it's a great marketplace, and it leads you to so many different things. We have so many people that do group by leading with small business, and then it leads to group. And we have people that do group, and then it leads to small business plans. And then that leads to recruiting and all of that. In that marketplace, one of the things that I like about it in the small business marketplace is you don't even have to go out to work. You can work while you're out. Every one of us interacts on a daily basis with small business people. If we just learn how to put the message out in front of those people, then we're going to be able to work while we're out, while we interact with our mechanics, the hairdressers, your people that do your nails, people that fix your car, people that do your air conditioning or do whatever it is. And so it's great daytime activity, and it leads to everything else that we do. And I think it's the most undersold, most opportunistic opportunity that we have in the marketplace. Millions of small businesses. We've been in business for almost 40 years, and we've got roughly 1.5 million members across the country. We have millions and millions of small businesses out there and only about 54,000 small business members. So the opportunity is unequaled. The value of the plan is tremendous. And we all interact with small businesses on a daily basis. So I just wanted to talk about what you can do then in that small business market. We have a website, pplbizplan.com, pplbizplan.com. You can learn more about the plan differences, the plan benefits. We've got, if you go to pplbizplan.com, you can get information on all of our training events. We've got tutorials. We've got a series of what we call next step webinars. We've got all that on there. You can hear from our top small business people what they're doing, how they're doing it, who they're calling on, how they're making the sales, how they're turning it into group, and how they're doing all those things. So keep a small business, make a list of who you know and who's the people that were on the initial list you started with that you haven't sold or they haven't bought from you. How many people have you added to your warm market list? Where do you shop? When you recruit somebody, where do they work? On their whom do you know list, where do those people work? And those people are going to be working with a company. They can give you the name of the human resource people, or they can give you the name of the business owner. And so, in the way that I like to do small business and group the best, although I'm not out doing that as much as I used to, the way I like to do it as best is through recruiting. I like to work through a warm market. And when you recruit someone, they've got a warm market. And it's a whole lot easier to get in and talk to Uncle Harry or Aunt Sally about a business plan than it is to knock cold on a door. And your percentages are going to go up substantially. So it gives you an opportunity when you recruit somebody, their warm market, your warm market. And every single one of these people, when we ask them to do their whom do you know list, are you spending time and investing time making sure you're also getting a list of business owners that they know and business owners that they spend money with? So let's talk about your business, though, the most important small business. And as Mr. Moore mentioned, I've been involved in this for a number of years, not near as long as he has, but for 18 years now. Gail and I have been with the company. It's been tremendous. It's the greatest opportunity we've ever been involved with, and I think the future is even brighter. And I want to talk a little bit about the business. What is the difference between why some people are succeeding and other people are not? And we can talk about a lot of different things, but I think for our business, pretty much it boils down to what I mentioned before. If you're not where you want to be, it really is this simple. And some people say, well, no, it's not that simple. It's not easy all the time, but it is that simple. You're not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. It is that simple. And if you think it's not, you're complicating it more than you need to be. Is this a difficult business compared to what? Anybody that's been in business for themselves, and I've owned a number of businesses, and I know many of you on this line have. And if you've had to meet payroll, had to buy inventory, had to take care of the rent, had to do all the different things, deal with taxes, do all the things you have to do to run and operate a business, then you probably agree with me. This is a simple business, and it's easier than most businesses out there. If you haven't done those things, maybe you think this is difficult, but relative to other things, I don't know where there's an easier place or a simpler place to go out and, as a director, sell somebody a family plan and make $150 in 15 to 30 minutes or so, or sell somebody a business plan and in 15 to 30 minutes make $331, $300 or $400. I don't know of a simpler place or an easier place to do that where you don't even really have to sell anybody. All you got to do is go out and help someone. So let's talk about your business for just a second. So many people want to build their business, they want to grow their business, but they really don't have any kind of a plan. And I talk to people all the time. They're living, they're trying to build their business by chance instead of by choice. And you need to make a choice to build your business and not just build it by chance. So where does it start? And I know for a lot of you this is redundant, this is basic. You say, I know that, I've heard that before 1,000 times. But, you know, as we all know, it's not what we know that counts, it's what we do with what we know that counts, and there's nothing more common than people that know but do not do. Our problem in prepaid legal with people that aren't having the success that they want, and this includes all of you on the line, I believe, is not that we're not having success because of what we don't know. We're not having the success or the level of success we want because of what we're not doing. We've got enough tools. We've got enough materials. Well, what tool are you using, Nick? What are you handing out? It really doesn't make any difference. When Ken Moore started, when any of the Moore team started, when I started in this business, none of the tools that we had that we use today were available when we started. So how can it be the tools and they got all of us in? So it's not the tools. We got a lot of great tools. Pick some tools and use the tools. But the bottom line, it's not about the company. They're delivering the service. It's not about your upline. You got a great upline. And it's not about the tools because we all got in business without the tools that are there today. It is, bottom line, about you and your business. It's about me and my business. I'm responsible for my business. You're responsible for your business. And what it really boils down to is this. I am in complete control of whether I win or not. Who's on my team is up to them. Whether I win or not is up to me. If the team doesn't want to come along, we'll hold new tryouts and we'll get a new team. If the people that I call on that for group or employee benefits or for small business or anything, if they're not interested, fine. All I need to do is I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk about their problem. I'm going to get agreement from them. They want to do something about their problem. I'm going to show them a solution, and then I'm going to give them a choice. I'm going to do it a little bit nicer than this, but the choice is going to be fine. You can either keep your problem or take my solution, but then bottom line, I've done all I can do, and then I'm going to move on to somebody else, and I'm either going to put that person in the trash can, or I'm going to move them in a tickler file follow-up system, or I'm going to make a sale. And either way, it's just all part of the process. Everybody's not going to buy, and if you tell me everybody's buying that you call on, you're not calling on enough people. And so everybody's not going to buy, and everybody's not going to say no. So let's talk about this as it relates to you. The first step is, what do you want? So many people, they move along every day, and they don't know what they want. If you don't know where you want to go, how do you know how you're doing? You're living, you're building your business, and you're operating your business by chance instead of by choice. So what do you want is the first question. Number two, why do you want it? You know, we all hear about your why and so on, but really to me it's priorities. What do you really want? What are you passionate about? What are you going to have some kind of a sense of desperation about? What do you really care about? Why do you want to do this? Because if you don't have a really strong reason for why you want to do this, then what's going to drive you past when you're tired? What's going to drive you past when you've been turned down? What's going to drive you past when you've had some failures? What's going to drive you past when you just don't feel like doing it? So what is the reason that you want to do this business? You know, there's a lot of people that are motivated more by fear. They're afraid they're going to get turned down. They're afraid they're afraid that they're not going to have success in the business. And so that's why they don't go out and make calls on people, and they don't do what's necessary. I think I'm motivated by fear a lot, too, but it's fear of not doing what I need to do. It's fear of not providing the things for my family that I want. It's fear of not living up to my potential in the business. It's fear of letting the people around me down, including my family or the people that count on my organization or the company or whatever. And so why do you want to do the business is number two. So what do you want? Why do you want it?
The next thing is, when do you want it? When do you want it? One of the great things about the company, and this is why I think it's important to try to win every contest we have, because they put in some wins for you. You know, they just announced that some of you are on this line. Well, I'm going to be seeing you in Hawaii, and I'll be seeing you in Hawaii too, but first in Cancun. Some of you I'll be seeing on the Platinum trip.
But many of you, any of you on this line right now, you can make a decision right now to be in Hawaii in 2012 for the Hawaii trip.
It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're already, Gail and I are already making plans to expand that trip, to go in early, to stay late, and have the company pay our way round trip to Hawaii. And right now, for any of you on this line that don't do what you need to do now, you're making a decision on a daily basis to say, I'm not going to win that Hawaii trip. Every day, my suggestion to you is you make a decision, I'm going to win that Hawaii trip. And each day that you do what you're supposed to do, then you're making a decision to go on that trip. You're making a decision to succeed.
Each day that you choose not to do what you should do, you're making a decision to not go on that trip. And whether you go on the trip or not, you might say, well, maybe you got team here on the line that's from Hawaii. You got to, maybe you've been many times before. That's not the important thing. The important thing is you do what's necessary to win. So what do you want? Why do you want it? When do you want it? And but here's one of the most important things that everybody leaves out. They decide what they want, and they think about why they want it, but then they leave out the most important thing is, what am I going to do about it?
And my question pretty much for all of you, my question for anything that comes to me, my question for any problem we have, my question for anything that really comes up in my life is, okay, what am I going to do about it? I have people talk to me, well, I sent my business in, and the people, the credit card wasn't right. Okay, sorry that happened, but what are you going to do about it? Well, I've got some people that quit in this business, and they're leaving and going to someplace else. Okay, what are you going to do about it? My wife or my husband doesn't support me in the business. Okay, what are you going to do about it? And so bottom line, you get knocked down. You know, I don't really care, and you shouldn't care how it feels down there. The question ought to be, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about accomplishing the goals that you want? What are you going to do about having the things that you want in the business? And let's talk about a little bit more about what I mentioned in the beginning. If you're not where you want to be, there's two reasons. You're not doing something right, or you're not doing something enough. All right? So one of the first things to do is analyze it. If you're going to run your business by choice instead of by chance, you need to know your numbers. So what are your numbers? Because this can be a very, very scientific business if you want it to be. And so you can make choices that will increase your probability of success if you have the numbers and if you have the data on your business. If you don't take the time to get the data and get the number on your business, then you're just building your business by chance. So what does that mean? You make calls, but you don't know how many calls you have to make to get an appointment. You have appointments, but you don't know how many appointments you have to make a sale. You don't know what your average sale is. Basically, where do we start? Our goal should not be, in my opinion anyway, to be a platinum or to be a bronze or to be a titanium or whatever. My goal should be, this is a business. If I have a business, I have a certain overhead. I've got to meet that overhead, and I have to have a certain amount of profitability for my investment. So what am I going to do? How much money do I need to make? The only reason that I really care about moving up in the program to different levels is to maximize my income opportunity, to maximize my income potential so that I'm higher up on the food chain to get more of the income for the time I'm investing. All right, so if you're not doing something right and you're not doing something enough, all right, what am I going to do about that? The exciting thing is, in our business, if you're not doing it right, you can listen to calls like this, you can go to your upline like the Moores, who have unbelievable success, you can get the CDs and the DVDs, you attend the trainings, and you can learn to do it right. There's no shortage of information on how to do it right. If you're not doing it enough, how do you know you're not doing enough? If you think you're out there and you're doing it enough and you're having enough, making enough calls and you're not getting results, then it's one of two things. It's either the quality of your presentation, which you can improve, or it's the quality of your prospects, which you can improve. So what are your numbers? How many calls does it take for – how many prospects does it take for me to get an appointment? How many appointments does it take for me to get a sale or a recruit? You know, I go back to that million-dollar formula that Mr. Stonecipher put out a few years ago. If you make roughly 10, you have 10 approaches or 10 contacts, you're going to get one recruit. And if you got a recruit a week for every week for a year, that's about 50 recruits. About 1 in 7 are going to stay active in your business. And if you've got 7 to 9 active recruits, active lines, excuse me, then you're on track to make $100,000. If you got roughly 9 to 14 active lines, you're on track to make $250,000. If you got roughly 14 to 20 active lines, you're on track to make $500,000. If you got over that up in those range, then you're on track to make $1 million a year. So if you know your numbers, to increase your business is a very simple process. If you sell 1 out of 4
and you want to make three sales, fine. That's 12 appointments. That's all there is to it. And so then you can either work on improving your presentation, improve those numbers, or improving the prospect that you have.
And so I'm going to ask you this question. Ken asked me to talk for just about 20 minutes. Got about two or three minutes to go. And so,
you know, you want to make a decision. What am I going to do now that I'm not doing? What am I going to do more than I'm not doing to get the results I need? But I want to also suggest something that's the reverse of that. What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to stop doing that's taking my time and wasting my time? You know, it amazes me sometimes. If you want to paint your house, that's great. But I'd rather pay somebody $10 an hour to paint my house than me go out and make $100 an hour someplace else. So what are you doing with your time? My suggestion to you is that you stop wasting time and you make sure that you're investing your time in revenue-producing activity, being in front of prospects, being in front of people that can either purchase a membership. And I also recommend that you take your sales hat off, you put a helping hat on, and you start taking the attitude about how many people can I go out and help instead of how many people can I go out and sell. It'll change your whole philosophy on the business. And just as a wrap-up comment here, unless there's other questions, bottom line, if other people are doing this, you can do it. If one other person was doing it, maybe you couldn't do it. You know, I can't dunk a basketball anymore. I don't care what I try to do. But in any event, there are certain things you can do. So you want to think about what you can control, and you can control your activity, you can control your attitude, you can control the number of people that you talk to. Nobody, you can't control if you sell somebody today, but you have 100% control over how many appointments you have today, how many contacts you make today. And right now, other people are doing this. Tens of hundreds and thousands of people are doing this business. If they can do it, you can do it. There's never been a better opportunity than there is right now. I'm excited about where we are. I'm more excited now about the opportunity, Ken, than I think 15 years ago. I just think we have, as Mr. Stonecipher talked about for a long time, scratch the scratch. And I want to wrap it up with this comment, how much I appreciate you, the leadership, the just the way you stuck to it, and you busted through all the obstacles and stayed with it when it was much tougher than it is now, to continue to provide the opportunity for all of us. So thank you for inviting me on the call. If you've got any questions, I'd be glad to talk further. Otherwise, I'm done. Thanks, Ken.
Well, Randy may have some comment. I want to thank you, Nick. You did an outstanding job as usual. I would expect nothing less from you, and I highly respect you. I want you to know that. I want the team to know that, because you are a man of his word, and that's something I admire and appreciate. And you're right. I think we're just beginning to get started, Nick. I think 27 years ago was one thing. This is now. My wife always says you can't change the past, but you can sure change the future. So I'm looking forward for another 27. God bless you, Nick, and I'll let Randy talk to you.
Mr. Sturber, I appreciate you being on the call tonight. Appreciate the leadership that you and your wife, Gail, have provided to the company for the last, 15 or so years. And, you're just an awesome gentleman, and I just wanted to let you know that we really do appreciate you being on the call tonight.
Thanks for inviting me and letting me be part of it. Thanks.
You bet. And I want to go to Atlanta, Georgia, to someone that also admires you, and that's one of the top recruiters on our More Success team last year. She's a $100,000 ring earner, of course, a silver executive director, and that's Miss Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Mr. DeGatta, are you on the call?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. Thank you. And like always, Mr. Sturba, you did a fantastic job. And, you know, you've heard me say this over and over again, not just on the Moore team, but here in the Atlanta market. 5 years ago, I got recruited by the wonderful Don Bryan. Today, he not only is part of my friend, but part of my family. And I was really lucky enough to have the guidance of the More Success team and Randy and Jeremy and Kenneth right behind me 100%. But let me tell you something. When you're in Oklahoma and there's people out here in your backyard, when the More Success team started a very, very, very small amount of people, we've grown it to one of the top lines here in the Atlanta market. I probably could have not done it without the guidance of the Sturbas. You know, if you've been there as a mentor for me. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, it doesn't really matter who your upline is, although we've all been blessed to have the Moores as our upline. You know, you can reach out to so many people in your organization, in your state, that are really, really there to help you. You know, you've given us guidance, Mr. Sturba, here. You've given us mentorship. You've really set a great example of why we want to grow up and be just like you. And I tell people all the time, we're so blessed not just for what you do for the Moore team, but what you do for the whole state, what you do for the group arena, what you do in helping recruiting, what you do in help with the small biz. And you not only have become one of my greatest mentors, but really one of you and Gail, one of our family friends. And for that, I'm so grateful to every single thing you do. Every single thing you do to help us getting on conference calls here for the Moore team and really take the small business to a whole other world. I think the phenomenal job that you and Fran Tarkington do on a day-to-day basis that we really don't take advantage of all the time is to really understand how you're there to help us in every single way. And I think all of you, and I think it kind of really hit home this weekend, having the availability to attend it in our own backyard, Small Biz Boot Camp, really was something that kind of got set in stone. You know, we've got a Nick Serba, but we've got a Fran Tarkington, we've got a Ken Moore, we've got a Randy Moore, we've got a Jeremy Moore, and we've got the best of people. All we have to do is ask for help. I can't tell you how many times that, you know, Mr. Moore, Kenneth, or Randy, you'll call me and say, you know, what can I do to help you, Cheryl Ann? And you have to really understand that's what they're to do to every single one of you, you know. I know Mr. Serba's schedule. It's 10:30 at night here in Atlanta, and just for the fact that he gave of himself tonight when his plate was so full to be able to take time to really share, because this group is all about helping people. This group is about family, and just like our family here at the Moore team, it's a double, triple blessing, Mr. Serba, to be part of your family as well. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back to you. But thank you for everything you do for us, Mr. Serba.
All right, Mr. Gott, I appreciate you being on. Mr. Serba, what an excellent job that you did training. And, of course, the top recruiter on our team, Mr. Gott, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts tonight. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Randy, another great talk. But Cheryl Ann, of course, she always does a great job. And Nick did absolutely outstanding. Outstanding job. And next week we're going to have one of our own, Mr. David Hughes. You know, Randy's just becoming not only to the Millionaire Club, he just made his first million prepaid and he's on his way. We're going to feature him next week along with some others of our team. And other than that, I want to just tell everybody we're so proud you're on our team. We appreciate you. Let's just keep doing like we always do, folks, putting God first, our family second, prepaid third, and everything's just going to work out fine. Thank you all again for being on the team. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.